Hey, thanks for listening to Hold Fast Podcast. This is Kevin back again with Trevor's fourth letter from the book of James. As you remember, this is a series that Trevor and I embarked on a few months ago, and it's coming to an end, and it's looking like the end of his stay at the Skagit County Community Justice Center is right around the corner, where he will be shipping off to prison at some point in the near future. No word yet on the exact amount of time that he is going to be gone, but if you could join me in prayer for Trevor, that it'd be a swift and painless transition and a swift and painless resolution and a swift and painless homecoming. Yeah. So today we're going to again look at James chapter 4. I'm going to read you the entire chapter before reading you his insights. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive, because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy to God. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the scripture says he yearns jealously over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. So that is James chapter 4. We are going to now read Trevor's letter. And this is Trevor's insight to what James was saying there. In the beginning of the fourth chapter, James jumps into what I think is one of today's biggest issues, jealousy. Not only between us who believe, but even on a national level. The first three verses are huge. He talks about the war within, which is a statement to our sinful desires. We scheme, use people to get what we want. We feel others have what we want, or we tell ourselves, if I only had what he did, or what I could do this. The issue is not material in nature, it's within you. We project it to material issues or things, but it's got nothing to do with it. It's way deeper than feelings of jealousy. Stem from your lack of nearness to Christ. Jesus had nothing to call his own, always traveling on foot to his next mission, and what he did have he attained from others, yet he was abundantly rich in spirit, never lacking in depth, not allowing pride or ego to muddle the spirit or diluting what's important, always focused on what the Father wants him to do, never griping at his never gripping at his internal possessions, only pure acts of love. Think about it. Strip yourself of all your internal possessions. Become poor of all your preconceived notions. And what do you find? Let me put it this way. To the end of the verse 6 states, and he wrote this in all capital letters, God opposes the proud but favors the humble. Now let's replace the word humble and put poor in its spot. God opposes the proud but favors the poor. Go to the Beatitudes. Why? Why does Christ speak of the poor in spirit receiving the kingdom of heaven before all others? Now let's remove the word poor and put humble in its place. God blesses the humble in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. It seems to me, if it's clear why James says, purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. We all know a house divided cannot concur. Do not let jealousy, violence, or envy rob you of your humility. Remove these emotional possessions and become poor in spirit. Verses 9 and 10 says it so well. Let there be tears for what you have done. Let there be sorrow on deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter, and gloom instead of joy. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor. Now let's remove the word honor and replace it with heaven. The simplicity is beautiful. Remove your ego. Confront your jealousy with Christ. Step away from envy and embrace humility, and heaven is yours. The next two issues James confronts in the last seven verses are just as spirit-stripping: judgment and self-confidence. Judgment comes easy to those who live in sin. It's easy to identify in others what we choose to ignore in ourselves. But at the end of the day, judgment is not yours to make. You do not have the power to save or to condemn. And in trying, you're only condemning yourself. Life does not hang on the balance from the power of your word, so do not use your word to pass judgment. As for itself, confidence in moderation is healthy, but be wary. It does not turn into pride. The way to avoid the slip is to be confident in Christ. Do what Christ would, rely on his humility to guide you, and build your confidence off of his character. And if you do so truly, you will not be boastful or proud, but humble and poor, as James ends this chapter. He states, boasting is evil. Remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not to do it. It's crazy reading this letter, because there's certain parts in it that are my teacher's teachings refiltered through Trevor into this letter. And it's crazy to know that my words are having an impact in his life, leading him closer to Jesus, as I hope that his words are having an impact in your life and helping to lead you closer to Jesus. This is Hold Fast Podcast. Thanks again for listening.